Welcome to Lessons in Leadership, Steve Adubato with Mary Gamba. Hey, Mary, we're going to throw to an interview that we did with Bill Spruill, who is Executive Secretary, Treasurer, Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters. We deal with so many union trade leaders, but I imagine that these folks, including Greg LaOlivier at the International Union of Operating Engineers, our friends at the IBEW, the folks, Bernie, over at the electrical workers, the electricians. You know what's interesting? I don't think the job they have as a leader, as leaders in those organizations, is the same job as even 5 or 10 years ago.
I agree. And what you're going to see in the interview is how, especially in Bill's case, how they are constantly adapting, innovating, but most importantly, partnering. I think everyone's realizing, and in the case of Bill that we're going to see in a few moments, partnering with Rowan University and others.
For a bachelor's degree in construction management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you can't do it alone. And there is strength in numbers. And that is one of the biggest it's been so exciting for me to see in our 25 years working together is how people continue to innovate, partner, get creative, because there is strength in numbers.
You know what's so interesting? Our partners at NJPBS, they partnered with Spotlight several mm-hmm. years ago. Two different organizations, both involved in media, could have seen themselves as competitors, chose to partner, collaborate, and be stronger than either organization could have been alone. And that's why there's NJ Spotlight News.
That is correct.
People can take it for granted when they watch every night. By the way, check it out. It's a great nightly news program about what not only what's going on in New Jersey, but what really matters that often gets missed. But I'm impressed when organizations choose to say, you know what, we can't do it, nor should we even try to do it all alone. So partnering is big. This is the interview with Bill Spruill from the Carpenters. A lot of partnering, a lot of pivoting, a lot of adapting. All good stuff. Let's check it out. We're now joined by our good friend, Bill Spruill, who is in fact the Executive Secretary Treasurer, Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters. Good to see you, Bill.
Great to see you, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, you got it. Hey, listen, let's talk about... I'm just going to put it out there. You tell me. AI and your organization, meaning and your industry. I know it's early on in the process, but what is your sense as to the impact of AI on the carpenters?
Well, you know, I think this AI stuff, this phenomenon that we call AI, is going to be something that's definitely going to help the industry. We've seen it here at the Regional Council where I'll give you a perfect example. I'm old school. If I have to draft a letter or get some kind of a communication out, I'll bring my administrative assistant in. I'll pull it out of my head and she types it up. And, you know, a few people go ahead and edit something and then we have a finished product. Now, we're all becoming a lot more smarter because they're running it through the AI programs. And, you know, sometimes, Steve, even if it's something that has a lot of legal aspects to it,
sure,
I'm kind of confident where I'm not even sending this off to attorneys for too much review because, and that's just one example, but
right,
just imagine how that can affect the construction industry and how they'll be able to troubleshoot problems that exist on projects out there with regards to things with the engineers and the architects and the actual people in the field doing the construction. I think it's going to be able to troubleshoot a lot of things and streamline things and help the process.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this. I was remiss, Bill. I mean, look at previous interviews we've done with Bill. Remind folks what the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters is. What's the geographic area we're talking about?
So we're six states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
And the mission of the organization is?
Well, we have 44,000 members that are members of the Carpenters here in my region. And our mission is broad-based. We represent those members. We work to find job opportunities for them in the industry industry. We also oversee the funds, including the training fund that trains the apprentices, as
Right.
well as it allows journeymen to go back to our training centers for what we call journeyman upgrade classes or recertifications or updating certifications. So there's a lot to it, but it's we're basically the machine behind a large workforce that is basically the best in the industry when it comes to productivity, safety, and training.
Let me also say this, that the Carpenters have been longtime underwriters of our programming. I just want to fully disclose that. So let me ask you this. You've talked a lot about mentoring young women in the field of construction. A high priority. What is the initiative and what has been the impact of it?
Well, one of the biggest supporters of young women coming into the industry would be the CARP program, which is a pre-apprenticeship program, a Carpenter Apprenticeship Readiness Program. And that's a comprehensive 10-week, but not 10 weeks as a whole. It's actually 10 Saturdays. And where we run the CARP programs, and it's for individuals, young folks, whether they're minority, female, Caucasian. But typically, it's folks also from underprivileged zip codes within the very urban areas coming in through this program. And it's 10 Saturdays. It gives the individuals the ability to learn about tools, learn about safety, learn some basics, as well as getting up on time and being at the training center, reporting for duty 15, 20 minutes early instead of, 5 minutes late and things of that nature. So it gives them the basic skills, and it's been really great because our attrition rates for the individuals that come through the CARP program have been phenomenally good. And in the past, we would get individuals, bring them into the apprentice program, and the folks that have little or no construction experience whatsoever, we would see a high attrition rate.
You'd
So
lose too
this
many
program,
people.
well, they just listen, they may have tried to get involved in an industry that perhaps maybe they really didn't know enough about and didn't realize it was going to be hot in the summer, cold in the winter, dangerous. There's many, many things to learn. And it's not for everybody, Steve,
Right.
but this program has been an essential part of helping us bring young women and women who want to get into the program up to speed so they can go out and actually work as a first-year apprentice with a little bit of experience. And that's what the contractors want. It's all about productivity, and the contractors are in this business to try to make a profit. And every hour counts, every move counts. And if we teach the individuals the right way to do the work, the safe way to do the work, it makes our contractors all the more competitive as well.
Well, the other piece of this, we're obviously partnerships. I love when people think they can do things alone, but there's a partnership. We have a lot of partnerships with higher ed institutions, and one of yours is with Rowan University. Talk about that initiative, the bachelor's degree in construction management, because that would not be able to happen if your organization did not partner with an institution of higher learning.
Absolutely. We have an MOU with Rowan. We also have
Memorandum of
one with
Understanding.
a memorandum of understanding. And basically it enables apprentices to go ahead and possibly take classes either after they graduate apprenticeship, or they can actually engage while in the apprenticeship program. But what Rowan does is they give our individuals, I think it's like 54 credits
Yep.
towards the associate degree portion of a construction management degree. And then obviously there's a lot of stuff that we do not teach in our training centers that has to be taught at a university or a college. And they enable our apprentices to go ahead and advance their degrees to a full bachelor's degree in construction management. And the course fees are pretty reasonable, Steve. It's like a little over $400 a course. So you can do it at your own pace, full time, part time. You can wait until you're a journey person, and then maybe even get sponsored by a company that you're working for.
Right.
And there's so many ways to do this. We have a similar partnership with a group called College Unbound, which is like an online type thing, and then also Thomas Edison University. And
In
there's
Trenton.
also partnerships with, yes, sir, with other higher ed facilities around the six states. So there's a few handful of other ones. But what we're also doing is we're getting accreditation from a group called the COE, the Council of Occupational Education.
What the heck
Okay.
is that?
Well, in order to get our apprenticeship certified by this group, and this is a national group that's actually affiliated with the Department of Education. And
Okay.
now I don't want to go into what might be changing there
Oh, the
with
fe hold on
everything
one
that's
second.
going
Well,
on
that's the
down in
thing.
D.C.
Is that's the federal the US Department of Education.
Well, it's called the COE, and they're in the process of evaluating all of our programs right now, where we will have credits for any higher ed institution within our footprint at the end of this process. But it's extremely cumbersome, and one of the things that's actually slowing it down on our end is, as of last year, I had five apprentice training funds in our footprint. And we went ahead and we merged them all into one fund effectuated January 1. And that is to listen, we were able to reduce the amount of accountants, the amount of attorneys, right on down the line, all the professional services. We brought all this firepower together. We are now like a $75 million training fund, which is a phenomenal amount of money to have,
Right.
and firepower to be able to train. To be able to invest some of that money and continue to have that fund grow. And most training funds have maybe a year's worth of operating reserves. It's not like they just keep, they spend what we bring in on an annual
Right.
basis. But we've brought everything together for uniformity, just everything, all the efficiencies that we're enjoying now. And it's been a great endeavor, and we look forward to more better things to come with that.
People think a union, a trade organization, labor stays the way it is, evolving, pivoting, adapting, partnering, and a whole range of other things. Bill, I really appreciate you joining us. And by the way, you can have all these plans, and then you also can pick up in the interview that there was a little bit of a delay with the technology. That's one thing that neither Bill nor I or anyone else can control. And that's just the way it is. Hey, Bill, thank you, my friend. We appreciate you joining us. All the best to you and the other carpenters.
Thank you for having me, Steve. Great to see you again. Hope to see you soon in person, sir.
You got it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Vecino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Prager Metis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, the North Ward Center, Gingoli Construction, the New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates, Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, showing the world what great minds can do since 1856.
At Delta Dental, we do more to make benefits easy to implement, use, and understand. It's why businesses large and small trust us to keep their employees smiling. Year after year, we make our clients and members happy with unmatched expertise and great dental benefits. We apply our decades of experience to give you more guidance, providing plan design options and cost-saving measures. With reliable support for you and your employees, we make administration effortless and free up your time so you can focus on other business needs. We even do more for vision care with Delta Vision. Choose Delta Dental and discover what the power of more can do for your business and your employees.
Welcome back to Lessons in Leadership. Steve Adubato, Mary Gamba. Mary, there are a lot of things I want to talk about, but I want to get this one out of the way. It was not on any of the notes for any interaction that we were going to have, any conversation, but I got to do this. So we're taping a bunch of shows in one day. And after about seven full half hour shows, the day we're taping, I'll say the day, it's the 16th
yep.
of
April
April.
16th, yep.
Zoom went down.
It broke.
Carlin just went, our camera operator.
It's broken as we speak. We may have one of the only open Zoom windows in the entire globe right now.
Okay, but here's the thing. Zoom goes down. We're dependent upon Zoom to do what we're doing. A whole bunch of guests on the back end of the day. We take a lot of shows in one day. Couldn't get in. I have no idea. Talk about leadership. Elvin Badger, our director, who does not like to get credit for anything. He and I have that in common. That was a joke, Mary. Didn't pick it up.
I was waiting to see if you were going somewhere else with that.
It's obviously a joke. So he doesn't like being on camera. Another thing we have in common.
He's humble. Another thing you have in common.
That was not necessary. But you know what's so interesting is I don't know what Elvin did, because we were going to shut the entire day down.
Mm-hmm.
And people might be asking, what is Steve talking about? Leadership. Elvin, come on. I know you don't want to be on camera. Just come.
Oh, poor Elvin. We said we weren't going to
bring
him.
The end of technological.
Oh, he can't come in. Zoom is broken. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
He was already in.
Zoom is broken, but he can come in.
Yeah.
Elvin, I'd appreciate it if you come in. I'm imploring you to come in. So it's so interesting. What are you laughing at?
You're muted.
Hold on. Frank Brown, our audio engineer.
Zoom is broken.
I can't hear.
Zoom is broken.
Zoom is broken.
So hold on 1 second. Real-time leadership. Stuff happens all the time. What the heck went on in your brilliant mind, which across the world, by the way, Zoom went down?
It's still down as we speak. Imagine if this is like a global thing that happens for days and we're reporting
Mary,
on it
don't
in
do
real
that.
Time.
Don't do that. So it's the 16th of April we're taping. Elvin, what the heck went on in your head where you said, we have some options here that 99 and 9/10 percent of all the people in the world didn't even know were options. What were you thinking?
You want me to be honest, Steve?
Yeah.
I just followed instructions.
What?
It said, click this link to proceed. And initially it didn't work, but I kept clicking and clicking and clicking and I finally got in.
And I also want to give credit though, because I think to what Steve is getting at, Elvin had the foresight to say, stay in the Zoom link. Whatever you do, do not go out of this Zoom link. Do not leave. And Elvin had me send this Zoom link to our other guests. It worked for 2 out of the 4 of them. So we did lose 2 guests. And literally just by getting those other 2 guests and having, because if we close this down, you can't get back in. That is one thing I could tell you right now. I don't even have the access to restart this Zoom link.
So this is the last Zoom link in the world right now? This is it?
Most likely.
Well, if you go to zoom.com right now, it's the entire world is facing. It literally says, I had the error up. It doesn't matter.
By the way, don't do this now because it's not seen on the 16th of April. We're going to.
Exactly. No, but let me just say, this is an example we talk about on this show, lessons in leadership all the time, right? We can high five and we talk about, but this is a real life issue that comes up. And sure, we're not saving lives. We always say that. But we really want to, a lot of time, effort goes into these production days.
Yep.
So being able to think on your feet. I remember it wasn't so long ago, a few years ago, Steve, you had a landscaper outside who cut your Wi-Fi. And
yeah,
somebody
Scarlett
that may happen
camera.
To be
what
in that
Scarlett
room
do?
With you,
Scarlett
had the idea. That happened in the morning. Remember, Steve, we had 18 guests lined up for that day.
What
Scarlett
did you do?
Said, we're going to do this on a hotspot.
A why?
Well, I think that's what we did. Elvin, yeah, you were with us then,
Elvin,
right?
Don't just sit there. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Can we hear him right now?
No.
Go ahead. Come on over here. Because this is... Scarlett doesn't want credit either. Scarlett, tell everyone what the heck did you do that day?
You can keep it.
And we will get back to the lessons in leadership part of this, but there are lessons
this
here.
This is the lesson in leadership.
No, I'm saying
Please
the
stop.
Lessons
it's
that
right.
we're
don't
all
worry
taking
about it.
Away.
Some phones have the option of giving you a hotspot, which is Wi-Fi on the go. So I use my hotspot on my phone to be able to do the whole show.
The
so
whole rest of the day.
Entire day on my hotspot.
8 or 9 hours of production on your hotspot.
Yes.
And where's my hotspot? right here. I'm gonna see
On your phone.
what I'm talking about.
Oh, thank
Hold
goodness this
on.
is on News 12
So
Plus.
Scarlin saved the day that day.
Yeah. And want to know what this is a testament to? Everybody has to be a
Hold on
leader.
one second before we go any further. Scarlin saved that day. We're in our in the studio here. He just locked us in the room and he can't get out. That's you just did. I know what you did.
Those are later you problems, Steve.
Okay, go ahead. We're staying here till next taping for another 4 weeks. Go ahead.
I am just proud of the team for constantly thinking on their feet, for not panicking, for staying calm, for taking a moment to breathe. I like how Elvin did the
Elvin just
Irish
got it. Yeah.
goodbye.
Did the Irish goodbye? I didn't know Elvin was Irish. An Irish goodbye.
Isn't that what they call that, though, when somebody
It
just
is.
disappears?
We just offended a bunch of people, but go ahead,
Oh, is
Mary.
that? I don't think that's offensive. And so, yeah, so it's an opportunity to step up. They didn't look, Elvin didn't look to me or you to say, what are we going to do? Scarlin didn't look to you to say, Steve, what are we going to do? When your cord literally got cut by a landscaper that day, I was just like, all right, I guess we're just going to reschedule the whole day. And it's there are and there's not always solutions. Sometimes, I mean, if we weren't already in this Zoom link, we would have just had to reschedule the rest of the day. It's not the end of the world, but it's being creative and innovative. So I'm just excited. So
And
enough about
I was a big part of the solution because all I kept texting Mary was, "Come on, fix this." Why don't?
Mary,
Now he's
can't you
back.
fix Zoom?
The whole time I'm just going, "Okay, come on, let's go. What's up? Let's
Now
fix
you,
it."
and to your credit though, Steve, you did handle it very well, and you know
All
it's
right,
fine.
shift
So
gears, shift gears, shift
shift
gears.
gears.
So I want to do this one. I know we've talked about owning it. Let me try it this way. I know I've talked a lot about the connection between great leadership and taking responsibility. And I know Elvin's back directing, telling us there's 5 minutes to black. One of my favorite books, Extreme Ownership, written by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin, two former Navy SEALs. So I got this thing that as things go wrong, you own it. You don't blame, you don't point fingers, you don't distract, detract, you own it. So I sat there and I went, Mary, and again, I say this all the time, we don't care about your politics, but I got to tell you something. You know this thing that happened, Mary? There was a meeting that took place in the White House a while back. I think it's called now, it's called App Signalgate.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it
I put
now,
a gate
sure.
on things on the end. After Watergate, everything's a gate.
Everything's a gate, right?
So, long story short, there was this serious meeting taking place with officials in the White House, the Trump administration, Secretary of State, the head of international affairs, security, all kinds of folks. All kinds of folks. And they did it on this app called Signal, right? Which was not secure.
Not secure. No, not secure.
And this journalist, Jeffrey Goldberg, got an invite.
Yeah.
And he thought,
And can you
okay.
blame a guy for logging? Like, if I got, I'd be like, well.
So he's in the meeting and he obviously realizes that stuff's being talked about that he shouldn't be hearing. And really, the stuff that what they were talking about was an impending attack with details about who was a target, what time the target was going to be hit. This is a person and other details. And it's embarrassing, very embarrassing. Now, what does it have to do with lessons in leadership? Because as soon as it became public, because Goldberg was like, look, I shouldn't have heard this. It should have been on a secure, because they have systems in the White House to keep it
Yeah, and
secure,
to his
right?
credit, thank goodness it could have been, you know, a bad guy getting in there and hearing all this stuff. I mean, he didn't do anything with the information, thank
No,
goodness, but
no.
it could have been worse.
Yeah. As soon as it happens, the people in the meeting and those who are not in the meeting, including President Trump, they started blaming Jeffrey Goldberg.
Yeah.
And then saying, well, it was okay to do it, which it wasn't okay to do it, because it wasn't okay when Hillary Clinton was using her personal phone when she was Secretary of State. Not okay. Not okay. And I sat there and I went, what about if someone just said, Mary, my bad. We should have made sure we did it on a secure app that nobody else could get in. And we also needed to know who was in on the call. And we didn't know who Jeffrey Goldberg was. And only his initials were there. They thought it was someone else. Nobody said, right here, I own it. Not extreme ownership, any ownership.
Any ownership.
Go ahead.
It is terrifying to be able to say, I made a mistake. And you want to know what? If they would have done it, the public, the media, it would have shut them down immediately. They would have been like, oh, all right, they owned it. And that's okay. Mistakes are going to happen. Now, should
and
they
also
have been using...
what we're
going to
do moving forward to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right. And should they have been using this app called Signal? Absolutely not. That's put that aside. I mean, it could have been... He could have gotten an invite on any platform. So let's take the app out of it. So first mistake, not secure. Second mistake, inviting somebody that shouldn't have been on.
And then not knowing who was on.
And not knowing who was on. But just own it. I fear that leaders today are, if they say that they own it, that it's going to make them look weak, or it's going to make them look like they're not smart or intelligent. I don't know what the reason is, but it's
so much
easier.
You mean you made a mistake, like all of us?
Oh my gosh, I made a mistake. I am so sorry. I love when people say that, and you don't want it all the time. If they're making mistakes all the time, then you know there's a door and get out. But things are going to go wrong, and mistakes are going to be made. Just own it, and the public and the media will appreciate it.
And you know what? Those who criticize you for taking responsibility, they have a right to, because it was a mistake and it was potentially dangerous. But here's the thing. Whoever does that, just ask them, since when did you become perfect? No mistakes. Translation. Our view of leadership, and Mary and I live, and trust me, we're not dealing with national secrets here. We're not dealing with an impending attack in another country.
Thank goodness.
But I'll tell you this. Stuff goes wrong all the time.
Yes.
And there's
Daily
only one
almost.
Person. But there's only one person. And I'm not... No, you don't get a medal for this. Everything that goes wrong is only one person's responsibility. And that's mine. As the CEO. Because everyone who works here, I don't do everyone's job, but I'm responsible for the performance of the team. You don't point at anyone else. It's poor leadership. Regardless of who you voted for, regardless who's in the White House, I'm Steve Adubato. That's Mary Gamba. And we own it. See you next time.
This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Bucino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Prager Metis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, the North Ward Center, Gingoli Construction, the New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates, Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, showing the world what great minds can do since 1856.
This is Mary Gamba. If you want more leadership tips and tools, log on to stand-deliver.com. That's stand-deliver.com.
Promotional support for this edition of Lessons in Leadership with me, Steve Adubato, and my colleague, Mary Gamba, has been provided by NJ.com, NJBIA, and New Jersey Business Magazine, CIANJ, and Commerce Magazine, and the Meadowlands Chamber and Meadowlands Media.
At Delta Dental, we do more to make benefits easy to implement, use, and understand. It's why businesses large and small trust us to keep their employees smiling. Year after year, we make our clients and members happy with unmatched expertise and great dental benefits. We apply our decades of experience to give you more guidance, providing plan design options and cost-saving measures. With reliable support for you and your employees, we make administration effortless and free up your time so you can focus on other business needs. We even do more for vision care with Delta Vision. Choose Delta Dental and discover what the power of more can do for your business and your employees.